The government and health authorities are giving reassurances today that the health system is up to the task of tackling the deadly novel coronavirus should it begin to thrive here. But those assurances have been undermined after the Queensland Premier questioned whether Canberra has got a grip on the crisis. The World Health Organisation has now officially declared it a public health emergency of international concern. One key worry is whether less developed countries can cope with its potential spread. Our reporter David Taylor has the latest.
In the past 24 hours, there have been roughly 2,000 new cases of the virus, mainly in China.
We must all act together now to limit further spread.
The World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus's main fear is that the virus will thrive outside of China.
Our greatest concern is the potential for the virus to spread to countries with weaker health systems and which are ill prepared.
Australia's Health Minister Greg Hunt's confident Australia can handle the crisis.
Know this, that in the end, even though this is a challenge, we will rise to it and we will beat it.
But Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is accusing the government of failing to provide accurate and timely information about international flight records, as well as details about where people who had travelled from areas of high risk were staying in her state.
They should have an immediate meeting with the premiers, or at least have them on the phone hookup, so we can get the most up-to-date information.
Greg Hunt rejects the criticism.
Any information that we have shared and we will share.
The Australian government's asking families to cough up $1,000 for a seat on the evacuation flight to Christmas Island. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says it's standard procedure for evacuees to cover their own costs. There have now been almost 10,000 confirmed cases in China, with more than 200 dead. More than 100 cases have been reported in more than 20 other countries and regions. The vast majority of the cases have been in China's Hubei province and its provincial capital, Wuhan, where the virus was first picked up. Here's the problem. There's no vaccine and it's unclear if the figures reveal the true spread of the virus. But Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy remains unfazed.
What is happening in China is of concern. The outbreak is still not under control, but the Chinese are making very, very substantial efforts. And as you know, they've locked down the major epicentre in Hubei province and are doing exit screening at other airports.
Associate Professor Sanjaya Senanayake is a specialist in infectious diseases at the Australian National University. He says if there's evidence the virus has spread to countries which don't have developed health systems, it's impossible to know how much damage it could do.
If the virus became established in different regions in the world outside China, causing local transmission amongst people, then it would be a huge problem. It would really increase the burden on everyone's public health infrastructure. If there are some countries in that sort of situation, it would be very difficult if some cases of coronavirus were introduced.
What's your worst fear then?
Well, that the virus could become established in countries without public health infrastructure to contain it, and thereby we'd have a number of transmission pots, I guess, where the virus could spread to other parts of the world.
Major international airlines are now taking extreme measures to avoid spreading the virus. The union representing American Airlines' 15,000 pilots is suing the company in an effort to stop flights to and from China. PM understands the Australian and International Pilots Association is treating travel to Hong Kong and Beijing as business as usual.
David Taylor with that report.